Getting out of the way. Surrender. As ego begins to deeply trust soul, and thus it begins to trust its cues, it gets out of the way. It removes itself as an obstacle. It allows growth. Not growth as we have defined it via economic dominion over nature. Growth as in growing up. It calls forth wisdom to realize that one does not have all that one needs to survive. As this wisdom awakens within us all, out of our desperation and or out of our humility, we will begin to surrender. We will lay down our ego's hold on what is reality. We will lay down our ego's hold on what is integrity. We will lay down our ego's hold on what is possibility. And we will surrender. We will not surrender to an unloving force. We will not surrender to a greater danger. We will not surrender to an unloving Lord. We will surrender to whence we came. We will surrender to the love of God. We will surrender to the light of life. We will surrender into who we truly are. We will remember ourselves. We will remember who we are. We will all remember who we are. Articulate your vision. Who do you know yourself to be? When you strip away your ideas of who you are, peeling away your costumes of titles, of roles, of responsibilities, what is left? Who are you? Who? I really want to know. Take some time to articulate your vision, who you sense you can become. I advise you this. Think from the inside. For when you do, you will transform. For when you do, you transform. What has most profoundly touched you? What has lit your heart on fire? What has most deeply inspired you? What has had you lie awake for countless hours? Who does move you? What does intrigue you? What great mysteries do you seek to know? These are questions that can aid you in identifying your role in this great show, in identifying your role in this incredible show. Your vision, it acts like a bright beacon. It reminds you of your personal path. It alerts you if you are going astray, and it knows how to guide you on track. For when you are on your path so true and so dear, you do feel so merry, so light, just like me. Yes, just like me. For this is what you have come here to do, dear. This is who you have come to be. This is who you have come to be. This is who you have come to be. This is who you are. You are the light. You are the light. Create your personal practice map. We have given you so many tools right here in this book. Such simple concepts, a paved path. Others, they have gone before you. Now all you need simply do is walk. Walk in their footsteps. Walk upon their proven tiles, dear. Walk upon their paved stones. For they did figure out this recipe, they did. And they are all now home. Yes, they did. And they are all now home. So choose your tools wisely, my friend, from what we have given you here, presented unto you in this golden book. For it is glowing. It is shining brightly. It is glowing if you look. Choose your first few focus items. Create your sadhana practice right here today. Begin it slowly. Begin it gently. This is truly all it takes. Your sadhana, it is a magic carpet. It carries you through time and space. It knows the route. Ask Ariel, for she does know this now. It knows so much more than you do, more than your ego it ever can know. Let it carry you. Sit up on it. Concentrate on it each and every day. It is an engine. It is a motor. Your only fuel is this. How you concentrate on it. Concentrate upon it daily, ideally every hour, and it will remind you, my very dear friend. Your old mind, it will crumble in time for our final hour. For as you lighten up your memory, not only is it an easier flight, you also play the role most magnificent. You help others in their flight. This is the greatest gift that you have ever shared. To offer others your own pure light, to show them their path, their way, by acting simply as a beacon to light their path with your great light. Your sadhana, it is how you prepare yourself now. It can take many shapes and forms. It is not the form ever that matters. What is significant is the content, the light that shines from inside out. This is the essence. This is the sprite. So start with something, one small thing, for small things are precious. Begin right now and try this out. Just like Ariel, you will discover what all this excitement is about. For in taking one wee measure, a simple sadhana you create, you are dedicating your free will option. You are offering it up, God, for it to take. As you surrender this final trump card, for it was never trump, you see. It only appeared to be your master, so you would forget me. Now it is time, me, to remember I am the one you yearn for so deep. For I am lightness, love, and laughter. I am the one you visit in your sleep. You have never, ever truly forgotten. The embers in you, these always glow. This is the reason for your deep discontent, dear. You have always known. Known there is something bigger, a more significant show. You have never wanted to miss it completely. You have only wanted others to show you the way. There have been many who have gone before you. Now it is your turn. Now it is your day. Now it is your turn. Now it is your day. Embody what you have now learned here. Not so much learning as memory. Place it in your sacred vessel. Carry it in you all day. And as you do, magic will happen. You will become this glowing light. You simply are reminding yourself who you are, that you are the light. You simply are reminding yourself who you are, that you are the light. So take this cup from my hand now. Drink of it freely, my friend. This is my blood, my flesh, and my bone. I came before you. Some of you were here with me. I came before you to lead you home. It is our time now. Remember, my friend? 'Tis the time we all awake. I am merely here to guide you, like a fairy godmother, you to awake. Like a fairy godmother, you to awake. Like a fairy godmother, you to awake. We are almost complete what we are writing. You have been patient, my friend. Thank you for reading and hearing this book. Our conversation direct. What a sweet nectar you have been drinking. Drink up, for this is what we drink. Beyond the physical, we drink laughter, we drink love and light. Of this we eat. This is what we eat. There is no need for any hereafter. For love and light, this is our feast. For love and light, this is our feast. For love and light, this is our feast. Great tidings to you we do offer. Fortify your learnings here. Share them oft with those who query. Share them oft so that they become clear to you. The more you focus upon a something, the more dear it becomes to you. So take these teachings, hold them dearly. They are yours. In fact, they are you. They are yours. In fact, they are you. They are yours. In fact, they are you. There is nothing separate. There is no other. What seems to resonate inside of you, it does this simply because you are it. You recognize it as yourself. It is a mirror. All life is this. It is a simple looking glass. When you remember why you came here, this looking glass, it too dissolves. For when it has fulfilled its purpose of serving you, there is no need for lingering. It becomes pure energy again. as does everything, as does everything, as does everything, as does everything.